All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Monday. Countdown is on, Steve.
Hey, y'all, we just have to vote. It's period. Mm-hmm. It's no more decision making. The decision is obvious. The obvious decision, if you're talking about quality of person, is Kamala Harris. If you're talking about record, it's Kamala Harris. If you're talking about IQ, intelligence, brightness, it's Kamala Harris. If you're talking about trustworthy, honesty, it's Kamala Harris. This man doesn't check the block. He doesn't check the blocks in any of those areas. I don't care how Republican you are or how conservative. He's not an honest person. He's not a quality person. You know, I can't say that he's not intelligent. That's not what I'm saying. Because you don't get to be in his position without a level of intelligence. It's just his intelligence towards what, though? His intelligence towards money and self, superior. His intellect towards you as a people, not so good. And I don't know if you all understand this, but it's not going to work out for you. If Donald Trump becomes president, it will not work out for the average Trumpster. It will work out for the Trump financial supporters and backers, but it will not work out for you as a Trumpster. If you are black for Trump, you are going to be the most disappointed group of them all, because you are going to find out exactly why, how much Trump is for blacks. It's just really obvious at this point. Now, you can call, you can write in and block my page with all this Trump stuff if you want to. But the obvious reason for me that you're voting for Trump is because you are like him. And that's a sad statement about yourself, if you ask me the truth. Because if you ask me, am I like Donald Trump? No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Nor do I aspire to be. The problem is there are many of you who do. And that's sick, man. And that's sick. The fact that you're ignoring everything that's wrong is the craziest part of this in it all for me. I just don't understand how you're doing it. You're ignoring the 34 indictments. You think all of this is made up? It's not. You're ignoring the fact that when you fact check him that he repeatedly lies. You're ignoring the fact that you know good and hell well the election wasn't stolen. You know that. No court would even take the case. You know it. And you still let him do it. You know January 6th insurrection was wrong. And you know he caused it and was aware of it. And you're overlooking that too. He's saying that he's for the police department and support the men and women in blue. But the men and women in blue who lost their jobs, careers, and their lives, he wants to pardon all the January 6th insurrectionists. You want to ignore the fact that he doesn't pay income taxes, and you do. You just want to ignore it. You want to ignore the fact that what he did to the Central Park Five, you want to ignore the fact that he was convicted of blatant racism and housing policies. You want to continue to ignore that and vote for him anyway. That just says a lot about you as a person. And I'm sorry, man. Take your blinders off. Take your colored glasses off and look at this man for what he really is. Period. But I got news for you, man. This will be over with in a little while. If we do our job, Kamala Harris will be president. If we don't do our job, Donald Trump will be president. And Donald Trump will show you from day one what he's really about. He can't get reelected again. Man, this dude gonna go after everybody that's after him so he can get out of this this criminal case stuff. That's what he's gonna spend his time doing. He's not gonna spend any time bringing jobs to America. He's not gonna spend any time fixing the economy. He gonna run the company like he gonna run the country like he runs his companies. He incurs debt. That's how he runs his company. He's not going to spend his money. He's going to use other people's money. So, y'all, this is it. Look, it's voting time, period. And look, man, would I personally stand to benefit from some of what he's going to do? Probably somewhere down the line because of the income. But I still won't vote for him because I care more for the masses than I do for my own personal gains that I might win out of this thing. Man, it's not going to be good for us as a people. It's not going to be good for you. And the reason I care about the common man most is because it's the common man who has contributed to who being who I am. That's just a fact. The common man has bought my tickets. The common man has bought my books. The common man listens to my radio show. So I have to vote for the what's best for them. I'll be fine. I will find a way to be fine. And if you trust in God, guess what? You will find a way to be fine too. But if you got your faith wrapped up in this man, you're going to be highly disappointed. And I'm just not willing to take that risk. And I don't want my grandkids looking up and seeing that's who they voted as president of the United States. Man, because you're going to have to explain that one day. The Republican Party is going to have to explain why they allowed Donald Trump to hijack their party for so long. Those are my closing remarks. Go to the polls and vote, everybody. Please do. Vote. Register. Those are my closing remarks. Have a great day. Talk to God today. He'd absolutely love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.